Let's take a few minutes now for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Corinne Daniel is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica and joins us once again. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. And last time you were on, which was back in April, you said the sounds of the 70s were having a moment. Is anything having a moment now?
I think today we've got more of artists stepping out on their own. I think that's sort of the umbrella term that we can use as we go through these tracks today.
Going solo, these artists.
Yeah, I think so. So not too much of a sonic overlap, but something new for them and kind of making their own way. So I think that's sort of interesting.
Okay, the first one is Can't Catch Me. It's by Run Child Run. Run Child Run is the stage name for Ian Sims. Tell us about him and this song.
So Ian Sims has been working with a number of artists in the past. He's a multi-instrumentalist who's worked with Nicholas Jarre, Dave Harrington, Momo Ishiguro, a number of different artists, but decided to take this time out for himself and release an album. This album called Vanishing Point was out earlier this year, and I think it's a really interesting move for him. It's very meditative, pensive, and I think this single is kind of more fun, but there are other tracks that are meandering and kind of don't necessarily have a goal, but are just a nice place to kind of think about things, and it's a nice emotional album that way.
And the album is entirely self-produced. Is that unusual?
I think it speaks to just his talent, the ability to do the vocals himself and all of the instruments as well. I think it speaks to the amount of work that he's done in the past and is just gives him the opportunity to be very unique in what he produces. So
there's also kind of an eerie quality to it.
Totally. Hypnotic, minimal, meditative, but just very pensive, I think, too. If you look into some of the other tracks, they're just kind of slow, moving, just feels very spacious.
Okay, next you've brought us British musician Holly Cook with Ghostly Fading.
Trying to find a little piece of heaven. And I stole a kiss, my sacred wish. Oh, my wandering eyes, so high. Ghostly fading all the night.
Obviously a strong reggae influence there, which is something that was also present in her previous group, The Slits.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. All-female punk reggae band, The Slits. So she's kind of staying close to her roots, but it's definitely a more polished version of her sound and not too different from her last album called Twice, which came out a couple of years ago. So it's very similar to what she's done before. It's just a little bit dreamier and just kind of goes through the whimsy of being totally in your own world and just floating all the time. I think she's really captured that emotion in this album. And so I think that's really the takeaway for me here, is just the idea of escaping into the fantasy of romance.
Okay, up next we've got Tea-Soaked Letter. This is by the Detroit-based Anna Birch. Hannah Birch is of the band Failed Flowers. This is her solo debut. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, so now for something a little bit different than the dreamy sounds of Holly Cook. What I like about Anna Birch, so now she's also stepping out on her own. She, like you mentioned, worked with Failed Flowers, was also singing in Frontier Ruckus for a while, but now really wanted to take some time off and do something for herself. And this album kind of is a little bit more, I think she calls it bummer pop. Huh. So it sounds kind of sweet. Lyrics are a little bit not that sweet. So just an interesting emotional diptych.
You know, I feel at this point like there are almost as many genres as band names. Bummer pop, I've never even heard of that before, but I guess she says that's where she fits.
Yeah, things just have gotten so complicated that I do feel like I'm showing my age now. I heard someone say Fraser Wave. So if anyone wants to
like the TV
look into
Fraser?
That, it's out there. That's right, yeah.
Wow.
So there's a lot out there. It's good to explore.
Okay, next you brought us the Afro-Latin band Pena with Search It Out, parentheses, Reboot. Afro-Latin, what influences are you hearing here?
So I guess they draw influences from music from Cuba, Turkey, Morocco, India, Peru, Tanzania. So really it seems like a global mix of music that they're drawing from. And also led by producer and multi-instrumentalist, again, his name is called Magnum P.I. And this is their debut album that just was released on the Corner Records. So really drawing from a global set of influences here, but creating something that just feels so buoyant and happy and lively, and it just always puts me in a good mood.
And there's kind of a video game quality to it as well.
Totally, totally. I think part of it is the percussive elements, and then just some of the other instruments as well are just so bright and pop, and I think they're really good at doing that, is making everything kind of stick out so vibrantly in a way that feels very emotive.
Okay, finally, you have brought us Good Luck. You've brought us Good Luck, of course, just by being here, but you've brought us a song called Good Luck by Myrna. Here it is.
Good luck, loving somebody like me. Who's gonna keep you on around? Run you right back into the ground with good luck, finding somebody.
What a voice.
Yeah, isn't it stunning? Yeah. Really, really impressed by this band. They've been around for a number of years, but I could only find a few tracks by them. But they were recently signed to Native Cat Recordings, and they'll be releasing a full-length EP. Her voice is just so compelling and unique, and I just feel like there's so much room for them to make a splash with this full-length. So I'm really looking forward to it, so it should be coming out later this year.
And how did you discover Myrna?
Sure. Just looking through different bands, just searching the web. It's not the most romantic story, but a couple of other venues have also picked them up. So I think they're a band that is on their way into becoming a lot bigger. So I'd really just keep my finger on the pulse with what they're going to come out with as far as the full length.
Okay. Well, listeners, you heard it here first. Myrna, let's see what happens. Karine Daniel, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. This is great.